When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Paula needs our help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can I just tell you that my coworker sucks? LOL.
Okay.
She took a sick day yesterday, which would have been fine had she not been posting photos on Facebook from the movie theater where she was playing hooky so she could see a movie.
Okay.
She must not remember we're friends on social media. This is a problem because I'm really swamped at work trying to get ready for the holidays. And because of this, I had to stay 2 hours later yesterday to get both of our work done.
Okay.
So, Ben and Kelly, I ask you, do I tell my boss? Thanks and kisses.
Well, I know our work changed from vacation days, sick days, to just paid time off.
So,
because
for whatever reason, you can
right?
Take
the because
day.
Because back. So I'm going to, I understand what Paul is saying in a sense, because when we had vacation days and sick days, there were policies around, okay, well, you can't take a sick day, take a sick day for vacation, but you can take a vacation day for sick day.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so that little nuance, that little policy, you know, obviously made it so, you know, we were like, okay, well,
uh-huh.
I'm feeling a little sick here. I'm going to have to take 2 days here after, you know, this holiday weekend to recover. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, while you're off, you're like, okay, we got to stay silent on social media as to what, like, we're actually doing.
Well, you almost didn't even want to be seen
out
by anybody, like in person.
Yeah. So
running the risk if you're going running errands, doing anything out in public. What if you run into somebody that you work with or knows anybody that you work with?
Right. So then several years ago, our company was like, you know what? We're doing away with sick days. We're just getting rid of them. And everybody was like, what? And we're like, they're like, no. We're just going to all call everything paid time off. So
it just doesn't matter. You don't have to call it for whatever reason you need to be off. You can just be off.
Yeah. You get this number of days, and so you can either take it for vacation, you can either take it because you're sick or whatever. And so after that, it was like, oh, okay, well, it doesn't matter now. Whatever you use your paid time off for, you use it for.
Yes, and no one can judge you while you're off.
And so I think of that, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, really, Paula, if she was really sick, then you wouldn't care. But it's the fact that she is, quote, tricking the system or whatever.
Right. Like, she told work she's sick, but then she really wasn't. And
right.
You're upset about that deception and then also having to make up for her workload.
Yeah. Russ texts in and goes, what was the movie? LOL. Could make a difference. I don't know. I don't know. What was it?
Don't know.
Listen, that movie sucked. This is even worse.
It was Trolls.
Reporting you to the boss. But yeah, I guess, let us know if you know, what happened in your situation, and what you did, and was there any ramifications? I don't know. 502-795-1997. Aubrey says, I had a coworker skip out for the fair, Louder Than Life, and another concert, resulting in me having to pick up her shifts.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you, I did not hesitate to tell my boss.
Oh.
Just don't lie. I'll help you out, but not if you lie and call Louder Than Life a, quote, family emergency.
Family?
I got a family emergency on Thursday, Friday, and again on Saturday.
Family emergency to rock!
To rock. And look, listen, Aubrey, why don't you tell your coworker, I went to Bourbon and Beyond and showed up to work the next morning.
Yeah.
I was worse for the wear, but I still showed up.
Still did it.
I still did it. You know, a couple hours of sleep, whatever.
It's all right.
Anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about this, especially when you caught a coworker doing something they shouldn't have been when they said that they were supposed to be sick. I think those stories might be fun, too. 502-795-1997. We'll get to more of your stories on the way. Are we missing the biggest part of this whole group therapy where... Paula knows that her coworker took sick time to go see a movie marathon thanks to posts on Facebook. She called off. Paula was swamped at work, wants to know if she should out her to the boss or not. Are we missing?
She had to stay 2 hours late.
Yeah, exactly. Are we missing the biggest part in the fact that her company needs to maybe divvy up the workload a little bit so it doesn't all fall on Paula?
Yes.
But that doesn't negate the feelings that she has.
Sure.
Right, exactly.
Alice says, we found out a coworker called in when her husband was off. At 2 a.m., she would text and say she has a migraine. They never fired her for the 60-some days in a year she missed.
Mm.
Wow.
There are a lot of people that are showing support of just staying kind of in your lane and let the coworker do what the coworker needs to do. Rachel says, I understand these comments to a degree, but it's pretty messed up that this coworker did this, leaving Paula the slack. Next time, don't do her work, even if she was truly ill. Why do you need to do her work? I think you need a, quote, sick day. Steven says, so that you can take on her work for the next 6 weeks while they hopefully find someone to replace her. If she doesn't abuse this sick day policy, just let it go. You could do the same. Don't you feel a case of diarrhea coming on?
OMG. OMG.
Sandra's like, everyone attacking Paula for her feelings should just stop it. It's 100% the company's fault. But it's also easy to get upset when you feel like everything has fallen on you.
Yes. That is a crappy feeling. Amber says, sometimes people just need a day off from work, though. Don't go telling your boss. Maybe she didn't want to lose her sick days before the end of the year. And due to the company policy, she couldn't schedule a, quote, sick day.
Yeah.
So she just had to take a day. Otherwise, you use it or lose it.
Yeah, like I said.
A lot of companies have that policy.
Our company kind of switched the mentality, switched the policies around, taking away vacation, taking away sick days, and just molding it all into paid time off. Right, exactly. There's a lot of people that are like, look, you know, mental health days are real, and sometimes you just need to disconnect. But I would also like to know, how did you catch a coworker playing hooky? All right. Got a call from Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So it wasn't a coworker so much as it was your what? Sister-in-law?
Ex-sister-in-law at this point, but yes.
Okay.
So she tells the husband she's going to the company Christmas party and it's employee only, no spouse, no partners.
Uh-huh.
And then she tells the company that she's sick and she's not going to the Christmas party and she's going to stay home.
Uh-oh.
Instead, she goes to the movies with the boyfriend.
and guess
who just decided to go to the same movie and sit right in front of them and take a selfie?
Oh my God!
And then text it to everybody.
Wow. Oh my goodness. All right. That's a double lie.
Oh, Jeff. I like that little laugh. Jasmine, I appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Bye.
All right.
Bye. What an operation that was. Oh my goodness.
Kelsey wrote in and said, my coworker called in sick. And then came into the restaurant with her friends for dinner, having the best time.
Oh, that's a bold move. Oh, I can't come into work, but I'm going to come in with my girlfriends.
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
Uh-huh. And so, wound up getting fired for that. So,
well, yeah. I mean, if you're telling the restaurant you work in, I'm too sick to work, and then you come in with a group of people and have the time of your life? I mean, come on now. You couldn't go to another restaurant? Seriously?
That's
bold. Brittany says, we have a coworker like that. She's blocked all of us on Facebook, so we can't see what she's doing outside of work, except she forgot to block her boyfriend's Facebook. One day, last week, it showed them hanging out in a bar on a weeknight. She called in sick the next morning saying she had a virus.
So,
yeah, brown bottle virus.
So again, so like I'm really kind of on I would encourage all businesses just to take sick days out and just let it be paid time off.
Yes.
Because if you need to take it for a vacation day, a mental health day, a sick day, it's your time that you earn from the company. So just use it how you can. And really, it's the company's problem to figure out how to cover those, or the company or the manager's problem to try to figure out how to cover those employees' absences, whether they're, you know, sick time, whether it's, you know, vacation time, mental health time, whatever. So,
and I get it. There, you know, in a lot of different industries, a lot of different jobs, you can't just not have the work just not get done. Like the, you, a lot of times you do have to get it covered somehow.
Yeah.
I understand that, but maybe spread it out instead of it falling on one person's shoulders to pick up the slack.
Maybe.
So yeah, a couple of things moving forward. Hopefully we can get those policies changed. But in the meantime, the thing is too, you're kind of creating a snitch culture between your coworkers, and that's not great for morale either. So
did we not answer her question?
I don't think we did.
Sorry,
that it really sucks that you stayed 2 hours extra and you worked extra hard because she was off having a great time. Maybe what you do, you take a day yourself.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Maybe she can return the favor by having to do your workload.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe it's just a little quick side comment there in the cubicle or whatever. Like, hey, I know what you're doing. But I'm going to need you to cover for me coming up here, you know, whatever. I mean, if that's what you want to do. But I don't think you go to the boss with this. That's my thought.
Yeah, I think that's just going to create more problems than it is going to solve anything. And so maybe you do what she did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.